from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. 3-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, my God. Your mouth.
And she goes, excuse me?
I want you to shut up.
And I was like, all right, we got to get out of here. And I had to rip him out of the pizza place. He was not happy to learn that story the next day.
When no, I told no, him, not at all.
Your mouth. All right, let's take a break. It's a feel-good summer Friday.
Yes, it is.
WFAN, WFAN-FM, WFAN-FM HD1 New York, and Odyssey Sports Station.
All right, former Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Coming to you live for the Bill Ford Tough Studio on this feel-good summer Friday. So we were talking about Huey Lewis in the news, which we're playing right now, and Hall & Oates yesterday. And someone texted me, a friend of mine, texted me this thing called the Call & Oates line, where you call this number and all it does is play Hall & Oates songs. And I'm like, how the hell does this even exist? What the hell?
You would have to be a huge fan to know this.
Yeah.
So he obviously is a huge fan of Hall & Oates?
I guess. I don't know. Now I feel like I want to call it. I'm going to call it. Let's see what happens here.
Welcome to Call & Oates, your emergency Hall & Oates helpline. To hear one-on-one, please press 1. To hear Rich Girl, please press 2.
You're a rich girl. It's your fun.
This is unbelievable.
You can rely on the old man's money. You can rely on the old man's money.
So
somebody has to be running that, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Are there other acts that have the same type of thing?
I don't know, but this is Call & Oates, your Hall & Oates emergency helpline is what they called it, I think.
Let me do this again, Sears.
Welcome to Call & Oates, your emergency Hall & Oates helpline. To hear one-on-one, please press 1. To hear Rich Girl, please press 2. To hear Manita, please press 3. To hear...
It's the strangest thing ever that this actually is a thing.
I wonder if they know about this and are upset, you know? Like, we're not getting any royalties from the Call & Oates line.
I mean, I'm just wondering, is that, you know how they used to have a thing about Rick Astley getting Rickrolled?
Yeah, getting Rickrolled, yeah.
Right, I'm just wondering, is that like along those lines, or you just think it's a fan call-in site?
I think it's a fan call-in site. I think someone just was like, hey, if you're in desperate need of Hall & Oates music to make you feel better, maybe this was like pre-Apple Music and Spotify and stuff like that, and it's just been around forever.
So you have no idea how long this has been around.
No, I don't. I should share it, though, now, right? I should share it for everybody to have their emergency Call & Oates line.
Would be hard to Google that, would it?
No, probably not.
So it's called the Call & Oates line.
Yeah, Call & Oates line. Yep. One more time. Let's play one more song.
Welcome to Call & Oates, Your emergency Hall & Oates helpline. To hear one-on-one, please press 1. To hear it go, please press 2. To hear Manita, please press 3. To hear privatize, please press 4.
Oh, that's where it stops, private eye.
All right, so there you go.
Yeah.
So I have the number here.
Oh, you do?
719-26-OATS. 719-26-OATS.
Yeah, go for it, everybody.
Right. And it looks like it's been around since 2011.
Wow. A long time now. So there you go. There's your Feel Good Friday tip of the day.
What, man, what Call a tip it Oates. Is. What a tip it is. Now, there's a Hogwarts phone number, too, if you like that.
What? Eddie probably has that on speed dial.
I do not.
You don't have that on? You sure?
But I could be interested.
Okay.
It says that Professor McGonagall is on there.
McGonagall.
McGonagall. Is that why Mike would mess that up? Because he was like a Harry Potter guy?
Maybe his kids were of that age were watching McGonagall.
Him. Okay. when Dog would say, I can't pronounce his last name, we'll live. You ever hear that one?
Yes.
Yes. Who cares? We'll live. Yeah. Anyway. Okay.
What are we talking about? By the way, I was just going to say, there is Dial a Poem, the Call and Oates line. There's Amy Langer's Random Thought line.
Wow.
There's Dial a Song line. There's the Hogwarts line.
The Hogwarts Admission Office line. Eddie, I know what you're doing this weekend. Just calling that over and over again. Bizarre stuff. Diane in Cranford joins us. What's going on, Diane?
Happy last summer. Feel Good Friday,
yes.
Everybody.
Yes, same to you, Diane. Yes, we
Oh, my gosh.
It's amazing.
Are you ready for your vacations?
Yeah, we are. We're definitely excited. I don't know. I mean, I'm going to spend a couple days over at Fire Island at a beach house with the family, so I'm excited about that.
Nice.
But yeah, so the Summer Feel Good Fridays, they start. It's the kickoff to Summer Friday is the first one. And then the last one is this one because we don't normally work next week. But it doesn't mean we're stopping Feel Good Fridays.
They just turn into Feel Good Football Fridays.
And then just Feel Good Fridays. And then they're Feel Good Summer Fridays. But yeah, this is it. Diane, it's been a whirlwind summer, has it not been?
It has. Oh my goodness. And I was down in DJs for the kickoff, and so I figured I got to call up for the last Summer Feel Good Friday.
Yes, right. Diane, that's great.
By the way, buckle up for the fall. It's going to be quite the run. It's going to be quite the run.
I am so ready.
I know.
Go Giants.
I am. Diane, it is great to hear from you and Feel Good Friday indeed. But yeah, I'm really hoping that we just have this amazing kick-ass September, October, November.
It's going to be wild.
It will be.
There's a lot of things going on.
Last year sucked.
A lot of sports, a lot of politics. There's going to be a lot of crap going on.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. The election.
That's right.
But last year, it sucked so bad because we had Mets and Yankees, no playoffs. And then you had the Aaron Rodgers injury week one, and the Giants stunk. I mean, that
Giants got blown out.
Oh, yeah, I know, to begin with, and then they just were terrible, and then Daniel Jones got hurt. I mean, the best thing about last football season around here was Tommy DeVito.
I would agree with that. There was some spark. There was some juice. You know, we got a chance to meet Tommy at Boomer and Geo 3.
Yeah.
Great guy, and hopefully he continues on his path of being part of the Giants family.
Let's go to John. He's calling from Long Beach. What's going on, John?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, man.
I just wanted to call in about this Call and Oates hotline.
Yeah.
So this is a little bit of a known thing in a sales environment. I think I've listened to Rich Girl on the phone about like 10 times a day when you have to hit these call metrics and when you're doing sales calls all day.
Do you work here?
No, Maybe I'm not there now, right?
No, right. Well, no, yeah, nobody is. That's very good, John. Yes. Wow. Interesting. So I wonder if anybody uses those techniques back there in our own Bangladesh call center.
Do you think that they are on metrics back there?
Oh, they're definitely metrics.
100%. Really?
Yeah, it's definite metrics.
Do you have any idea if sales is on metric?
Definitely.
Really?
They have to be. Do you ever look at them back there, how sad they are?
They're very sad. I mean, some of them are very happy.
I'm kidding.
Some of them are very cheery.
I'm joking. We have many great salespeople that are happy. I'm just kidding. But they're definitely put under that type of stuff. You know, you got to do this many times and whatever. Hit these goals. I'm sure they do. We actually have a very, and I'm not just saying this, we have a very cheery sales staff right now. This is the cheeriest it's been since I've been here.
Spike left.
Did they hate Spike?
Huh. Really? I didn't know that.
I knew one person in particular did, but I didn't know that the majority of them did.
Maybe that's why he quit.
No, because he got a chance of a lifetime. Dream job.
Oh.
Debatable. Chance of a lifetime?
Well, for him.
Yeah. Yeah, and he's having a great time. He's enjoying that way more than he enjoyed doing this job. Yeah, but I've got a couple people right outside of my office who are very cheery. Seth Sakowitz, Kelly Ginsburg, Mark Baczynski was there. Now a man named Eric has replaced him. Mark's somewhere else in the building. Mark's that Boy Scout guy. You ever see him show up in his Boy Scout outfit? It's a little weird.
Yeah, well.
Full-blown, he's like a troop leader or whatever.
Oh, that's good.
But like once a year, he puts on his full-blown uniform.
It's like an Eagle Scout, one of those guys.
Yeah, one of those guys.
He's like a major league manager.
Right.
Every now and again, they put on the actual uniform.
Like he could make a fire out of like spit and cheese. You know.
By the way, who do you think the major league manager was that kind of, you know, they're in uniform, yes, but they're not really in uniform. They're in the pants and the spikes or whatever they wear on their feet and like a pullover.
Yeah.
Who did that? Who started that? You think that was started in COVID?
I don't know. I'm not sure who started it. That's another thing we got to get rid of, is these managers wearing the uniforms. It's so stupid.
No, but they don't. I mean, they wear the pullovers now.
Well,
they wear the pants.
I see them in regular full uniforms sometimes. Absolutely.
I never see Aaron Boone in full uniform. Now, I do think we see Carlos Mendoza in full uniform.
Occasionally, and sometimes he has a pullover as well. You're going to see a lot more of the pullover stuff in full. Is this Keith who works here, Keith?
He didn't say. He said he used to work in radio sales.
Oh, okay. All right. Keith.
I don't work for Odyssey, but I work for iHeartMedia. Hold on.
You're on the air now.
You're on the air.
So you're...
Yeah.
Go ahead. We didn't hear the beginning of what you were saying because we didn't click you in.
Oh, sorry about that. I'm driving in my route right now. I listen to you guys every day. I was a radio sales guy for iHeartMedia and ESPN for about 12 years.
Oh, okay.
And it was funny how you guys brought up metrics because now I own a route on Long Island. I left the business, whatever like that. But the reason I called about the metrics is because before COVID, salespeople kind of had the autonomy to do their job and hit their number. And then companies started cracking down and brought in Salesforce on these other systems that like really honed in more on metrics. So the reason a lot of the salespeople look miserable now picking up the phone and doing the metrics is because sometimes now things are more metrics based than results based. So the industry, that's kind of why I left the business, because it used to be about hitting your number and hitting your budget. And then companies spent all this money on metrics to track us and micromanage us because no one trusted their people after COVID.
It's kind of like baseball and analytics. This is what's happening. It's happening all over the place. And what do you have? A paper route now? What do you have?
I actually own a nut and candy route. It's called Marlo. If you've seen it, and it's in like all the King Cullens, it's those yellow bags.
Oh yeah.
I bought
covered peanuts.
Yeah, like chocolate covered peanuts, sour crawlers, and then there's like cashews, all that. I'm on the route right now.
I am familiar with those. With those nuts.
Great. Yeah, no, I grew up in Massapequa. I live in Wausau, but yeah, so as I said, I was in the business for a long time, and then after COVID, they kind of, I don't know what happened, but they took away a lot of autonomy from a lot of the salespeople. And now you kind of wake up and you're like just trying to, you know, or, you know, win business, but then you have to log 20 phone calls, 50 CD mails. Like it's everything changed, unfortunately.
Yeah, so. It does not sound fun, Keith. And I appreciate you calling up and giving us that information. It does not sound fun.
No.
You got to send X amount of emails a day and stuff like that. Ugh. That would suck. Got to be honest with you. Just being honest here.
Well, honest. I mean, you know, the whole sales force, I know exactly what he's talking about. They also did the same thing for us when it comes to expenses.
Yeah, I don't even expense anything anymore.
Yeah, I know.
They've got me with that. They 100% got me with that. They made it so annoyingly difficult that I don't want to do it, so I don't do it. And it's terrible. And I've left probably, I mean, I didn't expense anything in Vegas. Not one thing. We were there for like 2 weeks. Not one thing. Jerry actually got mad at me because I wasn't expensing anything and then expensed the dinner I paid for through his account and then gave me the money because he's like, you should not be paying for this.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. That's how he was like, what are you doing? I'm like, I don't know. I'm just trying to make my life more convenient. That's all. I can't stand those things sitting in the, you know, piping in receipts and all this crap.
Yeah, I tried to get Al to teach me how to use the system and he never really went out of his way to help me. Doesn't want to help anybody with anything.
Oh, Boomer, one time years ago, just came in. He just had all these crumpled up receipts. It was impossible to figure out. And you got to attach receipts. It is, Gio, you're right. They just make it so you don't even want to do it.
Yeah, but now you were supposed to teach me the new system, the way of doing it. And you remember I had to have the whole Odyssey email thing and all that other stuff, and I didn't have that. You didn't know how to get it done.
Correct.
And the moment that there was one speed bump in the way, he goes, I got to go. I got to go.
Yeah, it sounds about right. Yeah, there was one time.
I did not want to get involved.
It just, because I know it's just going to be a long process.
What is that? What is that ring?
It's Izzo lost his phone. Now he's pinging it. Now here he is. Thanks, Izzo. It's somewhere. And no, just follow the noise. So there you go.
Okay. All right. Nice. We got that figured out. Yeah, there was one time when we first went up to the Travelers and I was pissed off because it was so far away. It was like the first time I had to take the ferry and then all this stuff. And I was like, I don't care how much it's going. I'm expensing this ferry. I sat down, typed in two things, and I was like, I don't know what the hell. Screw it.
And then as soon as you master it, they go, oh, new system starting Monday.
So, yeah, that's probably what happens. Like, once it gets over like 50% of the people have figured it out, now we're going to do a whole new system.
Yes. New password.
Yeah,
I guarantee
that happens. There is no doubt that
there's some analytic company that said if you do this, you'll save a lot of money.
And we're not being funny.
No.
Without a doubt, there's someone in charge of confusing employees on expense.
And insurance, making insurance claims, same thing.
Yeah.
You can use that. Ever live an F out of everybody, and then claims people don't put in claims.
Right. I think the insurance I have now, they were like, I'll just fax it to us. I can't email it? No. Fax it? What?
So go to a museum, find a fax machine.
Wow. That's really bold. Using outdated equipment now? You just type it up in your typewriter and then slide it under our door.
Telegraph only.
Singing telegram.
What?
Yeah, that's tough. Yeah. Anyway. All right. Let's take a break. We'll get Jerry in here. Another update and then moment of the day on this feel-good summer Friday.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer and Geo.
Jerry, I was thinking of you when that guy said he quit radio to go on a nut route.
Sounds great.
Yeah,
it does. A bread route, though.
And the reason I'm not being disrespectful, Jerry talked about this stuff all the time. Yeah. Like,
when I get fired, I need to know what I'm going to do. And it's either a bread route or a chip route, I think.
They're not getting fired.
Well, you never know.
Right. We all have to think in those ways, unfortunately, sometimes. But you've talked about just like flat out just leaving to get a nut route, right?
because of my sleep, yeah.
Yeah.
There are some days I wake up and it's just, I cannot continue this.
So you should be on a nut route when you're awake.
Oh, again, bread or chips because they're light. This way I won't get any back issues. That's true. What I've always thought. Because those nuts can be heavy.
They can be. Especially like a pistachio with a shell.
Oh, sure.
You get a lot of those going.
You get cases of nuts.
Brazil nuts. Yeah. Those things got to be a real
bitch.
What
about the almonds?
Almonds can be heavy, too.
Yeah. They could be. Got to get a lot of almonds to be heavy.
A bag of potato chips is quite light.
Yeah.
Buy nuts in a cup. Yeah, or in a big, giant box.
Yeah, and then that company has chocolate-covered peanuts, which I also
makes
see
them heavier.
That's even... Then you got to have a truck to keep them cool in the summer so they don't melt. There's a lot goes into these nut routes.
Hot nuts.
Hot nuts. Yeah, chestnuts.
Yeah.
Right? Huh. Those are the hot nuts that they have in the city during Christmas time, right?
Yes,
I would think so. Yeah.
In the car. But yeah, I'm always trying to think a little ahead. Running around with nuts in its mouth.
Exactly.
Right. Listen, if I was distributing nuts, that would happen a lot.
I'm wet. Maple walnuts.
Yeah. That'd be a little weird.
What do you mean a little weird?
Oh, I'm driving around with wet maple walnuts. I mean.
Oh, they're in a can.
I know. I'm talking about eating them, though.
Oh.
As you're kind of going through.
Nougat.
Yeah, the last time you brought up the wet maple walnuts in Carvel, like half of our audience went and got it that day and sent us pictures of it.
Exactly. And then I went to go get it that day because I was hungry and they ran out of it.
Yeah, I know.
Sounds delicious.
Wet maple walnuts
with a little bit of chocolate syrup on vanilla ice cream in a sundae. And you got to go on Wednesday.
Perfect.
Because Sunday is Wednesday at Carvel.
Wednesday is Sunday.
Or Wednesday is Sunday.
Yeah. I do prefer the shake, though.
I would love the Carvel shake. Yes.
The shake is.
Yeah. Carvelanche is a.
Carvelanche is insane.
That's a good one.
Yes.
And the Dasher.
What's the Dasher?
Dasher's like a real jacked up sundae. Like they
at Carvel?
Yeah, they put a lot of those.
Like a big old pile of poo.
No,
that might happen afterwards.
You child.
Yeah. I got to tell you, the walnut's my least favorite nut.
Oh, I agree with that.
Oh, I love a good walnut.
But in a sundae, I think it's pretty good. I think the cashew's the best one.
The problem with the walnut is you got to crack the nut, and then you got to get the nut out of it. You know, like when you have the bare walnut. And you can just reach in and get the whole thing. Then it's great.
Yeah, I actually think I have a slight allergy to a walnut as well.
Mm.
I eat it, my mouth itches. Don't like a walnut.
Mouth itches?
Yeah, it makes my mouth itch.
Inside your mouth?
Yeah, and then like my lips too. It like gets like a little... Yeah,
did you see the Alicia Silverstone thing? They thought she was dead.
What?
Because she ate what they were perceiving was a poisonous fruit. And she didn't know what it was.
Really?
Yeah.
Why would you eat if you didn't know what it was?
Because it just looked like a pepper. And then there were a lot of people on social media that were saying, that is a poisonous pepper or fruit. And then no one heard from her for like 3 days.
So people said poisonous pepper or fruit.
Well, something like that.
And then what happened? What it was.
She surfaced and she's fine.
Okay.
Wasn't she the one who chewed up her kids' food and then spit it into their mouths like a bird?
I thought that was Gwyneth Paltrow.
I thought it was Alicia Silverstone. Gwyneth Paltrow did some weird stuff.
Oh, too. Right. She had the vagina candle.
That's right.
I don't remember. That doesn't ring a bell, what you're saying about Alicia Silverstone. I don't know.
I remember. So, yeah.
Actress Silverstone, spit.
Food and speed.
Spit food.
I don't remember that at all.
Yeah. Yes. There's a video of it right here.
Really?
Yeah. Alicia Silverstone feeding baby pre-chewed food. Yeah. She would chew it and then spit it into the mouth of her son. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, feeds son food from the mouth. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean,
also other gets animals food from, do that.
Well, I mean, and also gets food from a breast.
That is true, but that's more traditional.
Right. It's just what we accept.
Yeah, because we've seen it before.
Right.
What kind of food is she chewing?
Doesn't say here. I don't see it. If I click the video, maybe. The son's name is Bear, by the way, as well. It said chewing and spitting into baby bear's mouth. So I was like, oh, it's a bear she's spitting it into. No, it's the son named Bear. Yeah, I don't see what type of food, though. But yeah.
Our shortstop's named Bear.
It's called pre-chewing.
Weird-ass stuff, man.
Yeah.
That's a weird one. Weird. You think that... That's not weird to you, chewing?
No. It is weird to me. But okay. I'm saying it's funny, like, what we think as a society is normal and what others don't. And vice versa. Like, in some countries, they eat cats. In our society, there are pets.
What?
Am I wrong about that?
I don't know. I'm not sure if they...
Am I wrong about that? Aren't in some countries, don't they eat cats and dogs?
Some countries, right. They eat mangolins.
But I'm just saying.
All sorts of viruses. Hey, by the way...
And here, if Al decided to put his dog up for adoption, they'd think he's the worst human being in the world. I'm just saying, different societies have much different philosophies.
True.
What are we going to say now? Where are we going?
I was just thinking...
We're going to go baggy pants here.
No. I was going to say I could regurgitate some of my breakfast if you want.
That's awful.
I would puke. But if someone else, I don't care who it is, it could be even my own direct family, like Gina or either one of my two daughters, spit food into my mouth.
Horrible.
I would, that warm saliva-y, I would immediately throw up. Immediately.
Nice warm oatmeal.
Mary in Middletown. What's going on, Mary?
Hey, guys. It's great to talk to you. I had something for you, Gia. Yeah. It might help with the walnut issue.
Yeah.
So if you soak nuts, it can be almonds, pecans, walnuts, whatever, in water for about 8 to 12 hours, then dump the water out, rinse them, and then dehydrate them, like you probably get rid of that issue.
Really?
That's a lot of work.
That's a lot of work. Oh, come on, Boomer. You've worked harder than that.
I didn't say anything. That wasn't me.
All right, no, that's, listen. All right.
Okay.
All right, Mary.
But yeah, you'll get the best tasting walnuts, pecans, almonds. And with the almonds, you actually can peel the skins off. Like that's the bitter part of them. It's really good. Change your life.
You want us to soak our nuts?
Yes, you have to soak your nuts, Boomer. And I know that was you at
the
time.
Someone just turned the radio on at the exact moment Mary just said, you're going to soak your nuts in water.
Right.
Yep.
Dip your balls in soy sauce.
Soak your balls in Epsom salt, right? Your golf balls?
The golf balls, yes. Yes. Bryce and DeChambeau soaks his...
Yeah, he soaks his balls in nuts and salt. You can soak your nuts in water.
Yeah. Very good, Mary. Great, Mary. Thank you. Yeah. They actually had those almonds in Italy where they must have soaked those nuts because the skin was off the almond.
You can get those at Citarella.
Oh, can you?
Yeah, they're naked almonds.
But they're...
No, they're skinned.
They're skinned. Yes. Oh, those are delicious.
So that's what you need, so that your mouth doesn't itch.
Apparently, yeah. But I'm not soaking walnuts for hours and just a nut.
Again, a lot of work.
I don't like walnuts.
Seems like a lot.
Yeah.
I like a good walnut. That's all I know.
Right, but you're not allergic to them like he is.
Right.
So you can just suck down the nuts. He needs to soak the nuts.
Yeah, I need to soak my nuts. And imagine, I don't like walnuts. Now I'm envisioning someone chewing up walnuts and spitting it into my mouth.
Oh, come on. Why are you thinking that way?
Because that's what we're talking about, and that's how my brain works.
Gross. Would you? All right, what about this? What about like a Casamigos shot, mouth to mouth? Because that's not food. Mouth. Yeah. Like if Gina took a shot and then so, that's not food.
If I'm drinking already,
then you would
probably.
But even if you were drinking, you wouldn't do the food thing.
But just a warm liquid like that.
I mean, listen, come on now, you would.
Maybe
I think you would. I didn't say milk. I said tequila.
Milk. This is just terrible. All of these thoughts.
I agree.
You're killing it, Jerry.
Me? Yes. I didn't bring it up. You guys did.
I just.
It all started with Alicia Silverstone.
Yeah. I will tell you, though, that the wheels are turning on our next Boomer and Geo Live.
But how do we...
Maybe right around Thanksgiving. Little mouth-to-mouth stuffing. Anyone?
You might have to give away season tickets for that one.
Woo!
Wow, look. There are the Schwartzes again behind home plate.
Oh, man. Or we got both of them now. We get Peter and Sean Marash, and like Peter will be like the papa bird, and Sean will be the baby bird.
Oh, my God.
And then we'll build a nest. Put on the stage and have Sean squawk for Big Papa Schwartz to feed him via his mouth. I think that's perfect. I think we open the show with that.
Funneling a drink down his wife's ass. And he ordered a margarita and pulled his wife's pants down, poured the margarita down her butt crack, and drank it.
Podcast.
Oh, my
God. Download today.
Oh, God. Ripped from the headlines.
That was.
Al Dukes.
100% yes. That was.
And that was. Yes.
I would probably avoid the restaurant if there was margaritas being slurped out of butt cracks. Look where we're at.
Uh-huh.
We're at the margarita butt crack place.
Where was that? Do you remember? Was it in Texas? I think it was Texas. I'm almost certain of it. That was ripped from the headlines there, Boomer.
Oh, my God.
And drink. This is going to be a weird search. Drink margarita from butt crack. Mm. Margarita in the ass.
God, jeez. You guys are unbelievable.
It was Georgia. Sorry, Georgia. Not Texas. Yeah, yeah. Georgia couple busted for butt-chugging margaritas.
Wow.
That was the headline.
So it was. They were arrested for doing it. The restaurant bar was not doing it, was not allowing it.
Had nothing to do with the restaurant. It was these people trying to make a name for themselves.
Yeah, but Al made it sound like the restaurant was like a big deal.
Well, I mean, I think his point was, if you're seeing this, I'm not going there if this is happening there.
Yeah, if it's not being stopped.
Right.
Well, it is being stopped. They were arrested.
There was something so funny about Boomer's reaction to Jerry's going margarita in the ass.
Boomer goes, Jesus, you guys.
Like it was the worst.
Boomer, we don't make the news, we just react to it.
I know. It was just one of those things that hit me. Like, all the stuff we've been talking about today, we named 45 dicks. We've done everything but something about that. That just look of disappointment. You're like, Jesus. You guys.
Say what they're talking about on their podcast. That's all.
That's the podcast. Oh, Alan Jerry's post-game podcast. Download today. Maybe we talk about your ass. Who knows?
You never know.
You never know. Jeez. You make the news, we'll talk about it.
All right.
I don't think we've ever made up one story. How many years? 9 years?
It's, almost 10 years, Jerry.
Wow, 10 Damn. Years. Yeah. Guys, wow, that's crazy.
That's pretty good.
I was saying yesterday that this is the 40th anniversary of me being drafted by the Bengals.
Is that true?
Yes.
Congratulations.
84-24.
Look at that.
Wow. Man, oh, man. That's a long time.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah. It's almost as long as I've been alive.
Yes.
All right. Moment of the day.
Yeah. Sure. We are brought to you by the Farmer's Dog. Fresh human grade dog food delivered right to your door by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Mets did beat the Padres last night, 8-3. Paul Blackburn, the start tonight as it continues. And the Yankees do open their series tonight after their win yesterday. And with the Rockies, Carlos Rodon, the start there. Moment of the day is brought to you by the family of Casamigos Tequilas, Añejo, Blanco, Cristalino, Reposado, Mezcal, and the new Casamigos Jalapeno. Casamigos Tequila brought to you by those who drink it, reminding you to enjoy each moment of your day responsibly. I mean, there's been a lot, and that could have been, but for anybody that wasn't awake in the 6 o'clock hour, the guys were talking about a famous penguin who met his demise sooner than he should have.
You're telling me penguins can live to 30 in captivity and Sven's dead at 11, the famous gay penguin?
Right. Well, I mean...
Sounds a little fishy to me.
All right, so if he's a gay penguin, that means there has to be another penguin that would...
He's got a partner.
Yeah, yeah. Partner. That's what I'm saying. So
same-sex penguins?
Like, who's his partner?
His name's Magic.
Magic. How's Magic doing today?
Probably not great. Just a guess. I don't know. But it's a guess.
I actually read into this, then the partner penguin, I guess, sings when in mourning. They sing, and then the other penguins joined in as well as a tribute.
Unless it was one of these things where he killed him and there's just singing to cover. Never know.
I mean,
it's going to be on the ID channel. But that's one of the saddest things I've ever heard.
Is that Sven's partner, Magic, was singing and then all the other Australian penguins came in and sang with him to eulogize Sven.
Boo, boo, bee, ba, 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 boo, bee.
There you go, guys. Have a great week. We will see you week one of the NFL season. Enjoy your week next week.
Tuesday after Labor Day,
I'll be
Jerry.
The lone schmuck here.
That's right. You don't even know who you're working with Monday and Tuesday, do you?
I think that's being worked out. I know Willie Colon Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Okay.
And should be good.
All right. Very good, Jerry. We will see you Tuesday, whatever that
after
day is.
Labor Day.
Yeah. It's Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Built Ford Tough Studio.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer and Geo.
Like one margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Margarita in the ass.
Don't worry about tomorrow. Leave all your sorrow out here on the floor.
Look where we're at. We're at the Margarita Butt Crack place.
Sun lays down, we'll be on our way. One more barefoot round, one more last chance to say, hey, senior.
Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Just a couple more minutes here. If you go to the free Odyssey app and you check out the chapters from today's show, you'll get things like at 6 o'clock, Phil Simms thinks knee size is important for quarterbacks. You also have at 6:52, RIP to Sven the Gay Penguin. 7:24, if you'd like to click on that, famous people named Dick. And then... 8:52, do you trust a young pilot? Which was, there was more to that. There was certainly more to that. But there's just a couple of different things you could click on. Oh, 7:51, Boomer and Two Pomeranians.
Yes.
That's another segment you could click on. About a 5-minute segment, you and Two Pomeranians.
The listeners tell me I'm the only producer who does this in real time. The others wait till the end of the show and go through it.
Sloppy.
You got to go. You got to do it in real time.
Yeah, because you got to get the feel of it. You have to have the right sense of what we're talking about.
Yeah.
And in the moment, writing the title that aptly describes what we are talking about and how we feel about those things, I think really does describe our radio program. So I give you kudos for that.
Our listeners love it, by the way. People all the time say... To me, either on X or out, like that's how they, if they miss the show, that's how they consume it. And they click on certain things that Al writes.
Somebody yesterday screen grabbed, instead of writing as one of my chapter titles, that Daniel Jones needs a 35 TD season, I wrote, it needs a 35 home run season. Kind of confused my sports.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Is there any point in watching Jets and Giants?
You know, I think if you want to consume football and you want to get ready for the regular season and maybe see some players that you might end up seeing on the active rosters doing different things for your teams, yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you got to be like a super Jet or Giant freak fan.
When I played here, those games meant something.
Yeah, I know. It's unfortunate.
They don't really mean anything anymore.
I know. Well, it used to be like the third preseason game that everybody played like a half, and now
At least a half. I would go into, I feel like I went into the third quarter a couple of those games.
Yeah, I mean,
just to like come out of halftime and get the sense of restarting the half, because sometimes that's something else you have to get used to, and that's why like the first month of the NFL season, legitimately, the first four games of the NFL season is like preseason for the coaches to see all their players on the field and how they're performing and how they all fit together, especially those teams that all have new head coaches,
yeah,
and new systems and new coordinators. Like Shane Bowen doesn't really know what his players are like.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he could see them in practice, get a sense of who they are, But until he sees them against Minnesota opening day, you know, that will determine, you know, now all of a sudden the evaluation process gets a little quicker. And the same thing for Joe Shane. He'll have to, I know he's going to be going to college games and scouting and all, but he is one that is going to have to be a part of those meetings early on.
Yeah. I mean, and he'll be back down doing all that stuff we saw in Hard Knocks. Joe Shane just bopping around. You know, final thought today, you know, we were talking about Sven, the RIP Sven, the gay penguin. And it said in the headline, famous gay penguin. Like, is there another famous actual penguin? Because if you think about it.
Like the penguin in Batman?
Yeah, that's not a real penguin.
Okay.
Igloo, the Pittsburgh penguin mascot, is not a real penguin. The guy from Happy Feet, the movie, that's not a real penguin.
Yeah.
Sven might be the famous penguin. Like, there's no other famous actual penguin.
I just have to tell you that I had never heard of Sven before this morning.
Yeah, but there were...
So how famous are they, really?
Well, famous enough where articles were written about Sven's untimely passing. But I couldn't tell you, there's no other famous penguins. Like, that, we lost the most popular penguin of all time.
Hmm.
I mean, that's how... I mean, that's huge.
Real penguin.
Real penguin.
Yes.
Because, penguin from Batman, Happy Feet penguin, Pittsburgh penguin mascot. Not real penguin.
There was a very famous documentary, March of the Penguins. I was looking to see if there was a star of that movie.
Yeah.
And I'm not seeing one.
Hmm.
But that feels
a lot
like
of extras, like yeah. Happy Gilmore, too. Right?
Extras is right.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer and Geo.
Like one margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Margarita in the ass.
We're at the margarita butt crack place.
We'll be on our way. One more barefoot round. One more last chance to say, hey, senorita.
Well, we're in Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Just a couple more minutes here. If you go to the free Odyssey app and you check out the chapters from today's show, you'll get things like at 6 o'clock. Phil Simms thinks knee size is important for quarterbacks. You also have at 6:52, RIP to Sven, the gay penguin. 7:24, if you'd like to click on that, famous people named Dick. And then 8:52, do you trust a young pilot? Which was, there was more to that. There was certainly more to that. But there's just a couple of different things you could click on. Oh, 7:51, Boomer and Two Pomeranians.
Yes.
That's another segment you could click on. About a five-minute segment, you and Two Pomeranians.
The listeners tell me I'm the only producer who does this in real time. The others wait till the end of the show and go through it.
Sloppy.
Sloppy. You got to go. You got to do it in real time.
Yeah, because you got to get the feel of it. You have to have the right sense of what we're talking about.
Yeah.
And in the moment, writing the title that aptly describes what we are talking about and how we feel about those things, I think really does describe our radio program. So I give you kudos for that.
Our listeners love it, by the way. People all the time say to me, either on X or out, like that's how they, if they miss the show, that's how they consume it. And they click on certain things that Al writes.
Somebody yesterday screen grabbed, instead of writing as one of my chapter titles, that Daniel Jones needs a 35 TD season, I wrote, it needs a 35 home run season. Kind of confused my sports.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Is there any point in watching Jets and Giants?
Yeah, you know, I think if you want to consume football and you want to get ready for the regular season and maybe see some players that you might end up seeing on the active rosters doing different things for your teams, yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, I mean, you got to be like a super Jet or Giant freak
fan. You know,
when
I played here, those games meant something.
Yeah, I know. It's unfortunate.
They don't really mean anything anymore.
I know. Well, it used to be like the third preseason game that everybody played like a half, and now
at least a half. I would go into, I feel like I went into the third quarter a couple of those games.
Yeah, I mean,
just to like come out of halftime and get the sense of restarting the half, because sometimes that's something else you have to get used to. And that's why, like, the first month of the NFL season, legitimately, the first four games of the NFL season is like preseason for the coaches to see all their players on the field and how they're performing and how they all fit together, especially those teams that all have new head coaches,
yeah,
and new systems and new coordinators. Like Shane Bowen doesn't really know what his players are like.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he could see them in practice, get a sense of who they are, but until he sees them against Minnesota opening day, you know, that will determine, you know, now all of a sudden the evaluation process gets a little quicker. And the same thing for Joe Shane. I know he's going to be going to college games and scouting and all, but he is one that is going to have to be a part of those meetings early on.
Yeah. I mean, and he'll be back down doing all that stuff we saw in Hard Knocks. Joe Shane just bopping around. You know, final thought today, you know, we were talking about Sven, the RIP Sven, the gay penguin. And it said in the headline, famous gay penguin. Like, is there another famous actual penguin? Because if you think about it,
like the penguin in Batman?
Yeah, that's not a real penguin.
Okay.
Igloo, the Pittsburgh Penguin mascot, is not a real penguin. The guy from Happy Feet, the movie, that's not a real penguin.
Yeah.
Sven might be the famous penguin. Like, there's no other famous actual penguin.
I just have to tell you that I had never heard of Sven before this morning.
Yeah, but there were...
So how famous are they, really?
Well, famous enough where articles were written about Sven's untimely passing. But I couldn't tell you, there's no other famous penguins. Like, that, we lost the most popular penguin of all time.
Hmm.
I mean, that's huge.
Real penguin.
Real penguin.
Yes.
Because, penguin from Batman, Happy Feet Penguin, Pittsburgh Penguin mascot. Not real penguin.
There was a very famous documentary, March of the Penguins. I was looking to see if there was a star of that movie.
Yeah.
And I'm not seeing one. That feels
a lot
like
of extras, like, yeah. Happy Gilmore too. Right?
Extras is right.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. 3-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.